Thrilled to be talking to USF Don's head basketball coach, Kyle Smith, in his third season on the Hilltop as they get ready for Arizona State. But, Coach, we got to talk about your hot start to the season. You guys are 3-0 to start the year.
You know what? We've gotten off to a great start. Surprised me a little bit. I thought we'd be pretty good just because we're kind of experienced now. Got a pretty mature group that played together for the last couple of years. And so we're I think we're going the right direction. I think this Arizona State, I've watched them on film. I think they were a tournament team last year. I think they're a little better, maybe a little less experienced, but their talent's a little better. So it's a great opportunity to see where we're at.
Coach, how do you schedule games like Arizona State? I know you talked about bringing the big games back to the Hilltop here. Now, Arizona State, as you mentioned, they're not ranked coming into this game. They are 3-0, and they have a legendary head coach or a legendary player amongst the college ranks with Bobby Hurley here. How did this come about? How did you agree to bring a team like Arizona State from the Pac-12 conference to the Hilltop?
Well, I think it's more with Coach Hurley. I think he's, you know, like I said, his name is synonymous with Duke. And Duke is one of the, you know, premier programs in college basketball. And I think he understands that, you know, wants to give his team as many challenges as they can. And he understands the history of USF basketball, and he's willing to help us out by playing these games. And we're trying to find a space for us to grow in college basketball, whether, you know, I don't like using those terms, high major, mid major, because I think top of our league has been, we've got teams playing for national championships, right. NCAA tournament. So there's some really good programs, and we want to try to do whatever we can to get ourselves in that conversation. And this is just a great opportunity for us. I think for Arizona State too, they're looking to, you know, this could be, you know, if in a day it would be like a quad one win for them potentially, and maybe that's something actually a resume builder. And I don't think there's a downside if we're able to beat them.
And, of course, if folks can't make this game on the Hilltop, they can always listen to Don's Basketball right here on 1550 AM, the sister station of 95.7. The game, Coach Kyle Smith, you talked about taking over the market here at the Bay Area. You have some big games scheduled, not only Arizona State, but you're playing Cal, you're playing Stanford. So now you got that local tie-in here to where you can't compete with the Bay Area teams. You're already playing Santa Clara, of course, in the West Coast Conference, St. Mary's. But talk about having Cal and Stanford on the schedule in the same season.
Oh, I think anyone that's from the Bay Area, from the city especially, knows that I think the premier, there used to be a good rivalry between USF and Cal, really. And obviously, St. Mary's success recently and Stanford and Santa Clara, they have great basketball history. So I think it's important for us and to have those games. Anytime we have those opportunities, play locally, and there's still enough people to remember how great this program was. And that's kind of ties into what we've been hammering the last couple of years of the Hilltop is just trying to get where tradition meets today. That's our goal, is just try to educate our guys and our school that, hey, this is a program that was one of the best in the country, and we're doing all we can to get ourselves relevant again.
And, Coach, you talked about creating that buzz here locally, and you guys have created some buzz here in the city. You're off to a 3-0 start with a big game against Arizona State, as we mentioned before. Talk about creating that buzz here, because you are in your third season coming over from Columbia here. And talk about the process of building that buzz and getting people interested in USF basketball again.
Well, I think anyone that's followed basketball in the Bay Area understands that USF, like you said, has a great tradition. And I think it starts with getting local guys, and our blueprint was going to be, hey, we want to get the best local talent we can. I think that's our niche. And then in addition, also with the city itself, I think it's also a very draw for cosmopolitan. You know, internationally, it's good. So we've kind of done that, and obviously I think I looked the other day, we're starting Frankie Ferrari's from Burlingame, he's kind of a local legend. Jordan Rutino, he's from Livermore, played at De La Salle. Let's see if we have any other local ones. We've got Nate's from Tucson, and Jimbo's from Southern California, but Dylan Belquist, who was first team All Bay Area last year, is a freshman from San Jose. So, trying to build that piece and get people in Northern California kind of proud of what we're doing up here, I think that's important.
And Coach, you talked about Jordan Rutino here. He's off to a hot start in his first three games, averaging over 15 points a game. Talk about what he's done to start the season in his junior year.
He's our unsung hero. I use the analogy. He's kind of the Klay Thompson of our program. he goes about his business. He's a great shooter, leads us in minutes played, and guards the toughest perimeter opposing player every night. So and he's really a quiet guy at heart. He's not a real vocal guy, but he is a steely-eyed competitor. And everyone, like I said, that follows basketball in the area knows that he led his team to a state championship game against the Ball Brothers and came up short. But just and there's such a pride and tradition of De La Salle basketball, and they've won over the years. And so it's good. That's a good – and Catholic school, a whole bit. I think it all fits, and I think those fits are important for keeping us prominent in the area.
And Coach, you guys, obviously, I've mentioned it over and over, but you guys are 3-0. You've won every game so far by 33 points, by at least 33 points on a young season, but you get a step up tomorrow against Arizona State. So best of luck against the Sun Devils at the Hilltop. Should be a fun one.
No, I'm excited.
Thank you for the time, Coach.